Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
From Talkers.com, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher here to go over the charts for the week of June 11th to 15th. That is the hot hits, the big stories, the topics that seem to have occupied a lot of time among our News Talk Radio friends. Michael, from number 10 to number 1, we start with the stories before we get to the people. I think that's the usual routine, right?
Yes, we are men of routine.
Yes,
people,
we are.
People set their watches by us. At number 10, we have the L.A. Kings win the Stanley Cup.
Boo! That's an editorial comment, excuse me.
Okay. And also, there's those wild NBA finals.
Why are they still playing basketball in the middle of June?
Exactly. I mean, it's a long season, but
wow.
It's very, very, very exciting. You know, the ratings for these finals have been record-breaking.
Yeah.
You got some very, very colorful teams. I'm enjoying it. We're down to the finals between a really, really very, very good young team, the Oklahoma City Thunder,
yeah,
formerly the Seattle Sonics,
mm-hmm,
and you got the Miami Heat, and everybody in the country loves the Thunder, except the people in Miami who love the Heat, and except for the people in Seattle,
yeah,
who are
right,
miserable that they're doing so well in Oklahoma,
horrible,
City.
And I also want to know how come in L.A. there's even a hockey team. Never mind. I mean, why? It's warm in. It'd be like Miami. Is there a hockey team in Miami? Of course not.
Hockey is now in places where, you know, in the old days when I was a kid growing up, hockey was a northern sport.
Right, and you stopped playing when the ice thawed.
Yeah, yeah. But now hockey is all over the country, and it's a, you know, kind of a mediocre sport everywhere, as opposed to just, I don't mean that. I'm sorry, folks.
Yeah.
But
I mean it, though. I'll take credit. Michael won't stand up. I'll stand up and take it.
I respect all sports, but I am not a big hockey fan. And I shouldn't say. Hockey is a very difficult sport to listen to on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to, you really have to know the lingo. It's almost like listening to an auction. And basically
sold!
Hockey on the radio sounds like this.
Right, that's all it is. It's nonsense.
Right.
Yeah.
And have you also noticed, watching basketball, that the same guy seems to be the in-house arena announcer at every single basketball
game? They all sound the same.
They sound exactly. Yeah. LeBron James! I'd love that job, you know? Okay, Major League Baseball.
And I think, as a matter of fact, you have a future there.
You know, wouldn't you love to, like, work at a stadium and be the announcer?
Yeah.
That's like a cool announcing job.
Ball two, strike one.
Yeah, well, no, that's play-by-play.
Oh.
No, the guy goes, coming up next for the New York Mets, Marvelous Marv Thronberry. No, that's actually a long time ago. Now let's move fast because we wasted the whole show.
Now we haven't wasted any time. It's been very entertaining.
Number 9, the Commerce Secretary auto accidents. Number 8, Egyptian military power grab. At number 7, the Iran nuclear ambitions.
Mm.
At number 6, the New York City snack food attack. At number 5, we have the Jerry Sandusky trial.
Yeah.
At number 4, the Eurozone instability. Eric Holder, Fast and Furious case at 3, the Russia-Syria arms connection at 2, and number 1, the 2012 presidential race. Amongst the names at the top of the heap, at number 10, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. At number 9, John Bryson. Michael Bloomberg at number 8. He believes it's the government's job to protect the health and longevity of its citizens.
Yes.
Jerry Sandusky at 7. Scheherazade Jafari at 6. Eric Holder at 5. Hillary at 4. Vladimir Putin at 3. Mitt at 2 and Barack at 1. You notice I'm on a first-name basis
now
with our leaders.
Yep, you're doing wonderfully well. I'm very
impressed. How'd I do? Was that good?
Excellent.
One
of the names not on the people list is Lance Armstrong. Here's a guy that always evokes, and we love this in News Talk Radio or any kind of conversation radio, because he always evokes some kind of, and it's usually a negative. Ever since he did a number on Sheryl Crow, who is a darling of the country in many ways, this guy has been booed, and the accusations that fly against him all the time. You wonder, and they seem to be always disproven. You know, you go back last week on the countdown, we had John Edwards, who, you know, is another one of these guys. Everybody loves the boo. And they get Roger Clemens, all these people that get brought before a tribunal, mm-hmm. mostly because they're guilty of being unpopular.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
There's a great example of a guy that basically is disliked.
Yeah. O.J. Simpson.
Well, O.J. Simpson, there's a big difference between disliking O.J. Simpson and disliking LeBron James.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I just thought I'd throw it in there for good measure, if nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, the thing that a lot of people don't understand about our business, and it came to fore, there are a lot of great things, by the way, folks. You go to talkers.com, a lot of great video, a lot of great bits and pieces from the convention last Thursday in New York City, where a lot of folks that are involved in this business, including a number of program directors, showed up. Would you do us the honor of explaining what a program director does? Because a lot of times you hear the host talking about, oh, my boss, the program director.
Yeah, I know. And nowadays in our industry, with changes in consolidation and centralized management, that's a question a lot of people in radio are asking. Like, what
right.
is the program
director? Who's my boss, really? Yeah.
Program director is sort of officially supposed to be the person that is in charge, the manager at a radio station in charge of programming. That means the DJs or the talk show hosts, the selection of syndicated shows, the music, the topics, basically come under the program director's realm. And it's the equivalent of the sales manager, who basically is in charge of the sales of advertising and the generation of revenue, and they both report to the general manager, who overviews the entire station.
All right. And many times they've been hosts themselves, have they not?
Program directors usually come up through the ranks of programming, so many of them have been talent. Or, you know, in my day, when I was a program director, I was also a talent.
Yes.
So I was a morning man, and then I'd go on to my office and run the station.
Ah, really?
Well, as a program director, I was the kind of program director who was sort of involved in everything, including sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that, too, in my stretch as a operations person. And it's the behind the scenes. But a lot of people, again, who listen to this program, who go to talkers.com, are interested in the behind the scenes stuff, and some of it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, the thing is, right now, anybody who's interested in what's going on in radio stations should know that it's very hard to describe, because radio stations, as a business and as an institution, as a system, mm-hmm. are going through extraordinary changes. And those of us old-timers who grew up in a certain era of radio find ourselves sometimes dismayed by the new atmosphere and the new environment mm-hmm. at radio stations.
Yep.
Not the same as it used to be.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, and we are, as we usually do every week at this time, discussing what's going on in the world of news talk radio, which is basically what goes on at the Talkers.com website. We continue in a moment.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Maryland license number 0016985. Michigan license number 5.
Does this sound familiar? You have some credit card debt that you're struggling to pay each month, and you've already called one or more of those places that advertise.
You've got more than $10,000 of credit card debt.
And now, you're getting calls and emails from all kinds of companies making all kinds of claims, but don't offer you any real help. Is that kind of what you're going through? Well, it's time for you to make just one more call to Credit Guard. Credit Guard is a nonprofit company that's helped tens of thousands of Americans cut their monthly payments by up to half, and they can help you too. Whether you have $2,000 of debt or $200,000, it doesn't matter. Call Credit Guard for real help right now. 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Michael Harrison back with us again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. His job is to bring us some insight, inside information, some of which you can find by going to Talkers.com, the website that bears the Talkers moniker. Talkers has been in business for several decades, monitoring what's going on in the wonderful, fascinating world of news talk, issue-oriented radio. One of the things that's often asked, and it became a big part of the discussion last week in New York, what do we do looking to the future for new talent? People think, look at all these people that are making their own shows on the internet. The successful shows on the internet are all with seasoned hosts.
Not all with it. There are all kinds of wild things going on YouTube and on the internet. And I think that you're going to see new talent emerge from the HD channels that some stations will start using as their AAA farm team. And then internet channels. I suggested this recently at a speech before the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, telling them they should use the internet to have many channels with their brand on it, so that radio stations could put interesting programs that are not on their main signal on the air, quote-unquote, somewhere, and develop their own farm systems. But you have to have a need for talent for there to be talent developed, and young people today have to have a desire to be in radio. Radio has to reclaim ownership of the culture, because if young people don't grow up saying, hey, I'd like to have a career in radio, well, they're not going to go to the pain that our generation went through to break into radio to begin with.
Right. Well,
is that true?
Yeah, I think it is true.
You have to love it to want to do it. And I think radio has to have young people fall in love with it again before you can have anybody that cares about going into radio and being on radio. We need a new generation of radio stars. I think we have to bring back the disc jockey. I think we need to have talented...
You're right. There's nobody with anything to say. We're not encouraging people to say anything. I think that's what you're saying in essence.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a big bug on bringing back the DJ. I think that'll save music radio.
Yeah. I don't want to save music radio. I want talk to be everywhere.
I think that talk needs to have music radio to have people come to the radio to begin with.
You know, you made a point of that at the convention. Explain that for a moment, will you?
Well, I mean, if there's only talk on radio, that diminishes the reason the public should go to radio.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are strong music stations and strong talk stations, it's like having two department stores at the mall. It's better for everybody than only having one or none. It creates a main street. It creates a center. And I'm all for the resurgence of music radio. I think it'll be good for talk, and I think it'll be good for a lot of talky personalities.
Well, that's where we, you and I and others, you can name most of the people that are successful doing talk today. They all came out of music radio. They understand the business. The people who really, I mean, there are a few exceptions, but for the most part, the people who have made it understand the mechanics.
Right.
Therefore, it's not difficult to listen. It's not work to listen to these people on the radio. That's pretty sage there, Michael. Thank you. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Check them out on the web every day. Great stories about some of your favorite hosts. Again, it's Talkers.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You're interested in what's going on, what the subject matter is on your favorite talk radio programs, and the story of Eric Holder and what ought to happen to him now. Here's host John Thomas Williamson with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America about members of Congress finally calling for the resignation of Holder.
Did you ever think this day was coming? I was beginning to wonder.
It makes two of us. It's about time. I don't know. Apparently, it was all about the speaker and his jiggly backbone and fear of having an issue like this going into the election. He finally apparently realizes that this is a question of justice. There's been mass murder committed by our government. What in the world takes so long to go after that?
Well, and it's not only mass murder. It's not only the murder of two people, an ATF agent and a Border Patrol agent, but it's also just the blatant disregard for the Judiciary Committee. And now him to say that basically Chuck Grassley wanted to know, Senator Grassley challenged him, saying, what legal ground do you think you have to withhold emails pertaining to leaked wiretaps about the government's fast and furious operation? And then Holder turns around and says he's willing to compromise on the issue and work our way through this in an attempt to avoid a constitutional crisis? This is the craziest stuff I've ever heard of, Larry.
It is really over the top, and to just watch this guy say that fast and furious doesn't mean to me what it means to you is to enter the world of Alice in Wonderland, where the Queen of Hearts said, well, I can believe eight different things before breakfast. Words mean what I say they mean.
Well, this is spitting into the eyes of the judicial system that works through the legislative branch of government, and he, being the Attorney General of this country, is the one that's basically just scoffing at it.
Talk radio callers have something to say about Attorney General Holder, and let's listen to that right now.
This is all political, and they're trying to get him out because he's stopping these voter suppression deals that's going on in Florida and other places. They actually said that's why they want to get him out. So he's doing a great job as far as I'm concerned. As he just said, he stopped that when he was in wide receiver during the Bush administration. Nobody did anything about it. So this is all political.
I think that Eric Holder is very, very effective because he's doing the best job he can do. And the Republicans, it's just really political. That was just like when what was his name, Gonzalez? He was very, very corrupt. I think our president should stand by him because he's been very effective.
Eric Holder's case, he's answering all the questions that they've asked. He's been very forthright, and he's been very effective as a prosecutor. And what he's going after is voter suppression laws. Make no mistake about it, the Republicans are trying to suppress the Latino and the black and the poor vote. And that's exactly what's going on in this country.
This whole notion that Republicans are trying to deny people their right to vote is just ludicrous. Indiana has a voter ID law, and we've seen time and time again access to the polls, bipartisanship, both parties agree, is necessary. As well as, I think Eric Holder, even beyond the Fast and the Furious issues, I think that the administration's refusal to uphold DOMA, to me, is unconstitutional.
Now it's time for you. 800-510-8255. Next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra with advanced stain blocking starts at just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one just got better. Each coat works three times harder, priming, covering, and blocking stains on even tough surfaces. Roll on rich color in less time with Behr Ultra now with stain blocking starting at just $31.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquabelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquabelva. Men get it.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
We are at the, some people would call it the attack, on the attack. Eric Holder is the victim, or is he? Is he deserving of all this attention and all these calls for his resignation? Certainly not the most popular of people in the Obama administration, but as some genius just related to me, don't worry, they'll all be gone pretty soon. Is that wishful thinking? Eric Holder, the charge is, well, you name it, there are all kinds of things, malfeasance, and the Justice Department, anyway, has called it quits against John Edwards. Is that a mark in his favor? Has he been pretty picky even about the cases that they've taken on? He reminds me of a nitpicker. That's what I get out of him, among other things. But anyway, that's not important what I think. I'm more interested, and so is the rest of the world, in what you think. At 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Mark in Georgia. Thoughts, please, on Eric Holder.
Regarding Senator Cornyn's questioning of Attorney General Holder, I thought that Senator Cornyn, who also is a former prosecutor and state attorney general in Texas, should recognize that any person who is a sworn member of the bar is to uphold the law. And if our highest official who is there to prosecute the law for this country cannot be charged with carrying out his duty to uphold the laws of the country, then we have a serious problem on our hand. And I thought that the senator's effort to call into question Mr. Holder's efficacy as far as doing that, I thought was completely just a political attack. And it's fallen into line with Darrell Issa over in the House and also Senator McCain. I could see that coming from Senator McCain, who's not an attorney. But for someone like Senator Cornyn, who is an attorney, I thought that he should really be more guarded in his commentary, especially when it comes to actually calling for someone to resign their position.
All right, so there we have one point of view. 800-510-8255. Not taxing to figure out what that gentleman is thinking. What are you thinking? 800-510-TALK. Moving on to Alabama, where Jim, back again with the Senator Cornyn's questioning of Eric Holder in the focus.
I've been listening to Mr. Holder since the inception, and I feel that he was put under attack by the Republicans, specifically Cornyn and the South Carolina senator. I feel that Cornyn should actually consider resigning. I think because of the vile, contemptuous manner in which he trying to break down our society instead of building it up, I feel the balance of weight of goodness and honesty and really hard working, everything that should be done under this country has been done by Mr. Holder. I feel Mr. Holder has upheld the Constitution much more than Senator Cornyn has. He wouldn't even give Mr. Holder a chance to answer it. Out of 10 questions, he might give him a chance to answer one, and he would always break in. I just feel that that Mr. Holder has not been given a fair chance, and this gun running that started under the Bush administration, the vile Bush administration, shall I mention, was not even addressed properly. It hasn't been addressed properly, and it's a political witch hunt against Mr. Holder, and it's not fair.
A political witch hunt against Mr. Holder. That's the way Jim describes the proceedings thus far. What do you say? 800-510-8255. What's missing here? What's absent in the metaphors that are being used consider what ought to happen with Eric Holder? Certainly not the first time he's been in hot water. Here's Mike in Ohio. I guess the thought here is on Holder versus other former attorneys general.
Can anybody remember Alberto Gonzalez and how corrupt the Bush administration and how they got away with almost everything? Well, they got away with everything. This man here has been so low-key, and now all of a sudden Obama administration is coming up with smoke and mirrors. We have a serious problem in Washington, and we cannot depend on these people to look out as far as breaking the law. The Ethics Committee, where is the Ethics Committee? We need an independent Ethics Committee. How can a thief and a crook and a liar prosecute a thief, a crook, and a liar when they're a thief, a crook, and a liar themselves?
You know, that's a pretty good question. And now that you mention Alberto Gonzalez, he was kind of lightweight, isn't he? He was questionable, wasn't he? Yeah, that's okay, fair. You're on firm ground, sir. Fair comparison. 800-510-8255. Ellie in Illinois, the next person who wants to be heard on the Eric Holder situation.
I think the Senate and the House, which are Republicans, all of them need to resign. They're the ones that's not doing their job. They're sitting up here wasting taxpayers' time and money trying to get Attorney General Holder to resign. And resign for what? Because he's going after voter fraud? Now, if he was going after anything other than voter fraud, and I don't believe this stuff is being leaked from the White House. Republicans have got an agenda. They know they can't win this race on merits because their candidate stands for nothing.
800-510-8255. How many people remember Janet Reno and all of the trouble's the right word? When the Clinton administration got started in 1993, the first situation they encountered was Waco, and they made a complete mess of that. And both she and Clinton said they took responsibility for the death of all those people that were there, and nobody, after that, what happened? Reno was very much a questionable attorney general as well. So maybe this is a place, maybe all of these people. How is it that there is so much controversy about all of these attorneys general? Michael in Virginia, you're next up live on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, yes, Eric Holder, he's horrible. He's a horrible guy. I don't know. Being the attorney general, you think there should be some stature and some actual, you know, responsibility. I don't know. Let's be grown up. If you're asked for some information, provide it. If the position is that, there's no other answer to that. Otherwise, you're just being a typical person in the Obama administration.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Is the problem with Eric Holder that he's another black man and there's prejudice against blacks in our country? Eric Holder is a lightning rod for the Republicans. I was looking at one of the reports, I think it was on PBS, one of this guy has faced pretty hostile a hostile Republican front for quite a long time. But then again, he's done some things that, gee, if you think about them, they're pretty questionable. Ellie in Illinois, please, let's listen to why you think. Oh, Mary's next? Okay, Mary. Yeah, Mary, you're next. Excuse me.
He needs to be set down from office. One,
those Black Panthers that was doing voter intimidation, he let that go through. The thing in Florida, he instigated. Nobody's going to tell me any different. The Black Panthers went down there and he had a contract for murder. He did nothing. Arizona, he's suing for protecting our borders, and they're doing everything they can. People are coming up murder down there. He has done nothing. In Texas, we have children coming over from Mexico that are six. He's doing nothing. The leaks of the White House, he's covering Obama's back. And don't let anybody tell you any different, or they wouldn't have been in the New York Times with such detail.
800-510-8255. Well, they'd tell you, Mary, that they've appointed, or that Eric Holder has appointed, a special independent counsel to investigate these security leaks. What's wrong with that? Why are you so critical? Here's John in Georgia.
I would say that Eric Holder probably is the most ineffective. Janet Reno, during the Clinton administration, might give him a run for his money. But this is one of the most ineffective attorney general that we've ever had in the United States. Basically, he is a master in promoting the Obama's Chicago-style of politics that he learned in Chicago under Saul Alinsky's model, Rule for Radicals. And from the voter intimidation case that wasn't pursued to suing the states for trying to prevent illegal immigration coming into the country, and then the cover-up with the Fast and Furious, this attorney general is turning his a blind eye to search for truth and being very deceptive.
Truth, justice, and the American way. Is Eric Holder a punching bag? And if he is, why? There have been a lot of things that have happened in the various states. Arizona has won the Colorado marijuana ballot issue. They do seem to pick and choose and not seem to be fair. The Arizona thing, or us, here's what bothers me. Your money, your taxpayer dollars, get used to fight things that your taxpayer dollars are also used for on the other end. So especially if you live in Arizona, taxpayers are fighting. The money is used by the state to fight the federal government. The federal government's got all your money, or borrow it. They have unlimited resources. Let's face it. And whether or not Holder fits terminal of the image of an attorney general, or is he just a politician, a hack coming out of Chicago, is that person just suggested. 800-510-8255. We'll welcome more of your calls in a few moments here on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy three Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, M628. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with your calls on Eric Holder, why people are angry about things that he, like the security leaks, and how does the chicken invest, what is it, not no, the Fox ruling, the hen house, that kind of stuff. Christine in Florida on Eric Holder now.
In my view, let me just preface this by saying that I thought Alberto Gonzalez was not any good either, and I felt as if he had to go. But Holder, in my view, is a partisan political hack. He is the one who pardoned uber-rich tax cheat Mark Rich. He is either, as far as I'm concerned, Holder is either incompetent or corrupt. I watched the entire hearing, and Holder was unresponsive to the questions asked. But Holder probably perjured himself on Fast and Furious. They've caught him. He selectively decides what to, people that he wants to go after when he makes his decisions. He's definitely not unbiased. But Holder didn't turn over the relevant documents. Duh. It doesn't make any difference how many times you testify or what things that you turn over. You don't turn over what you are asked for. That would be like if I had some problem with the IRS and they asked me for 2008 tax returns and I passed in 2012. He doesn't answer the questions.
800-510-8255. Ken in California with a focus on the political side of this.
You know, it's just amazing to me how the Republican Party can put on this outrage that they put on about things in general, because I learned at a very early age that outrage is the refuge of a scoundrel. And the reality is that, you know, they're going to make a big thing out of anything to detract from the fact that there's a party of no, and that there's no way that our country is going to go forward and do progressive things as long as the Republican Party has any ability to throw something into the gears to make it happen. And it's sad. It's just tragic.
All right, so sad and tragic. What words would you use to describe the Obama administration at this point in time? President Obama, good, bad, indifferent. They made him out to look pretty bad. The Republicans, they the bad guys. Well, we'll get into some more of this in a few minutes here on The Countdown.
Oh. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
America's most prominent media expert is here with us on the countdown, as he is every week, to help give us an opening, if you will, to some of the ways that people who are high-profile folks, based on the news of the week, how do they fix some of the problems they have? Because normally, Michael Levine, people who are in the news are there not for good, but for bad reasons, to wit, Lance Armstrong and more allegations of drug use and abuse, et cetera, et cetera. It all started when he did dirty to Sheryl Crow. Had nothing to do with his being, he's just unpopular because he did something to one of America's sweethearts. So how does he fix his image? Because these people seem to be relentless in going after him. He says, this is all old news. So what does a guy like that do?
Well, this story, as we all know, has been going on and on and on and on and on. And Lance Armstrong says, look, I've taken 500 drug tests.
Really?
That's a lot.
Wow.
500 is a lot.
It is a lot.
On the other hand, the rumors, the accusations have been persistent. Not over a day, or a week, or a month, or a year. And so we seem to be at some kind of impasse, and I don't know how this story is going to play out. Nothing has ever been proven, yet the accusations remain relentless. So it's, I think that in the court of public opinion, his name has clearly been dirtied.
Right, he's mud.
Right.
Yeah. But yet, again, you've just said it, it hasn't been proven. But so how is a guy like you, who's an expert, you've had all kinds of Academy Award winners as clients, and people who have been, you look at some of the celebrities, executives who have had trouble as young people, they've cleaned up their act. This guy doesn't seem to be able to. Is he approaching it the wrong way? What do you do for him?
Well, no, because it's not current. It's stories of 10, 5, 12 years ago. It's just, it's not current. So it's as if you're fighting a ghost.
Right. So you can't do that? You can't fight a ghost?
Well, not successfully if the accusations continue to keep coming up over and over and over again.
So this guy is just going to face it, and this is his life?
In the court of public opinion, I'm afraid his name has been muddied. Now, in a legal court, it's not.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's this an interesting sideline. Once the newspaper has something in it that appears to be negative, it's very hard to change. The current Commerce Secretary got involved in a couple of auto accidents.
Right.
And so, I mean, I don't know much about this guy. He's 68 years old.
Seizure.
Yeah, he had a seizure. But that's not the headline. The headline is he was written up by the police. And he left the one accident and had another one. So everybody says, oh, this guy must be on drugs or he's on. I mean, they haven't given the guy a chance. And that's what the news media does. And people like you and PR have to counter not necessarily what the truth is, but the recycling of all of this stuff. Right?
Well, you're exactly right. And also, the world moves so fast today that an accusation within 24 hours, if not denied, becomes truth.
Yeah.
It's just remarkable the speed with which things travel.
Mm-hmm. And so, again, that makes your job as a PR consultant very difficult, unless you can get ahead of it. So do you try to, would you say, I don't know if you've worked with any of these people, Drew Barrymore, Marky Mark, there, Mark Wahlberg, some folks who had rather sordid beginnings,
right,
yet have made something of themselves. Is that because they had good PR in part?
In the end, you know, Doug, people are where they are because of who they are, for better or worse. When people's talent is greater than their ability to self-destruct,
mm-hmm,
then they're successful. When their ability to self-destruct is greater than their talent, then they're disasters.
Wow. That's
and
very
people are
profound.
Where they are because of who they are.
That's a fascinating analogy, actually, when you think about it. So you pick
when
and
you
choose.
You see somebody who have been enormously successful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not luck.
No.
It's often at the core a few things that include great talent, great energy, great dedication, great discipline. It's really no more complicated than that.
Michael is the founder of Levine Communication Office based in Hollywood, also the founder of the powerful news blog LBN Alert, which everybody ought to check out and sign up for. I have it. I get it every day. A lot of great information. LBNAlert.com. Michael Levine, thank you for being here as usual on The Countdown.